Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It is a Wednesday. That does mean that we have a phenomenal opportunity to speak to dynamic entrepreneurs, people who are self-starters, who are innovators, and of course disrupting the industries that they find themselves in, creating jobs, and most importantly contributing very positively to the South African economy. Tonight we speak to someone who does exactly that, preparing, manufacturing, and of course innovating technologies on an asset and a tool, a resource that we all need and typically take for granted: your bed, a mattress. Everyone wants to wake up in the morning, work hard, have a place to call home, but it doesn't help if you're sleeping on the floor and not finding a sense of comfort and rest for your body to keep it going and functional. It's one of the most important investments you'll make as a durable good as you purchase your home, given that it needs to last you a fairly long time. He knows all about the manufacturing side of things as a phenomenal entrepreneur, and of course is a key player as well within the realm of technology and understanding how best we leverage off of opportunities in that space. Tonight, we're going to speak to our entrepreneur who joins us as the founder of Modern Sleep.
Ekasi Economics on Kaya Biz.
Mr. Pritchard Sibanda joins us as the founder of Modern Sleep, a company that designs quality beds and mattresses in South Africa. Such a pleasure to have you, sir.
Good evening. Good evening. How are you, ma'am?
I'm very well, thank you. Excited to be speaking to you.
Same here. Thank you very much for inviting us. It's an honor.
Thank you. I must say, I'm really thrilled by this conversation because I actually had to sit back and think to myself, how many manufacturers of mattresses and beds do I know in South Africa other than the big corporates and the names? And to recognize that as an entrepreneur, you've founded Modern Sleep, this is quite a formidable feat.
It is. I must say I'm a co-founder. I have a business partner, Nixon. He is not in the city, so I had to come through and represent the company. We really do play in a sector where there are big guys out there, big companies that we have to try and not really go head to head on, but also try and play within the space and contribute mostly within the market that we're in.
Definitely. Let's talk about where it all started. Looking at your bio and details, this is almost a journey of what, 2 years, 1.5 years so far. But your background is really around technology. You've been involved in entrepreneurship and even worked in corporate too. So where did Modern Sleep come about and what was the inspiration behind it?
Yeah, so Modern Sleep is, you're right, year and a half. We turned one on the 22nd of Feb. Mm-hmm. That was when we sold our first bed. And personally, on my side, I've been in the entrepreneurship space since 2014, which was really my first year in varsity.
That's a decade. Well done.
Yeah. I did dabble a bit in corporate, but my first interview there as an intern already, I did mention that eventually I want to be within business space. And I met people that were very supportive within that corporate space. They made sure that I learn about business. And the space that I was in, the company did mostly in tech. So it was more natural for me to slightly go into type of a tech business before I ended up last year with Modern Sleep. So how to answer your question, how Modern Sleep was established, I was actually looking for a bed. Looking for a bed with my business partner.
Yeah.
And the bed and quality that we were getting, it was firstly too expensive. Mm-hmm. Secondly, the service wasn't great. Right. So we both, he's really into the numbers space as a CA, and I'm more in the business side of things. And we're like, you know what? We can come together and create a company that addresses these things and eventually grow it into a space that can really, really innovate. So that's when we started conceptualizing Modern Sleep and seeing how best we can start through bootstrapping. So from we started really with no funding, which created a brand. I'm more also of a branding marketing person.
Yes.
So we created the thing out there and say to friends and family, we're selling beds. It was really just a promise. He did the numbers model to say, how can we start it with the money that we have and with the resources that we have. So if you see one of our latest videos shows our journey.
Mm.
We had a very small Citroen car.
Mm.
It was delivering a king-size bed. It was really, we just didn't want to come across GMPD at that point.
I can imagine the kind of, conversation that would follow before receiving a ticket on that note. What I love about your story is that it actually speaks to responding to a need, which is one of the best ways to actually start a business and be entrepreneurial, is responding to a need that you know already exists within the market. But I can imagine that as you were bed shopping and then transitioned into deciding, hold on, man, let's get into this business of selling mattresses and beds. It's quite a process because there's the technology to think about that is incorporated in actually designing, creating, building a bed. It's the manufacturing side of things, yes, and understanding the overhead costs that you need to incur, the materials you need to resource, yes, the skills that you need to adopt to find the right partners. And perhaps if you're procuring this from another partner, making sure that there's a sense of competitiveness or USP, yes, unique selling proposition that speaks to your item. Talk us through some of those highlights in the journey and what you had to encounter.
Okay, so one of our first challenge when we started the business was really looking at the value chain within,
yes,
the business and saying, where do we play the most important role and what partners can we find within the process, right? We then, within that process, found a very valuable side of the business where, you know, manufacturing space, we utilized what's called communal manufacturing. So it is a more of a communal factory.
That's
where you
smart.
Can come in. There's a different guys who are playing in the space.
Mm.
And one of the guys that leads this factory is very experienced, more than 30, 40 years within manufacturing beds. So it's a matter of coming in, doing our design, and then telling them exactly what we want, and then we manufacture from there.
Fantastic.
So what we did is, since we're bootstrapping, we said, you know what, it doesn't make sense for us to say, let's plunge in 10 million, which we didn't have.
Mm.
Let's plunge in 10 million and then get into this. What if it, for some reason, it fails? We'll have lost that money. So we'd rather bootstrap in, grow, and when we have now data to support our proof of concept, we can then go out and say, how do we raise money?
100%.
So that's how we then got into it. That's how we got involved in the design, to make sure that the beds that we get out there, the mattresses that we get out there, are of great quality. You'd be surprised if you can go to Google and say Modern Sleep, the reviews that people leave there, and they look at our pricing and they say, are you sure it's a real thing? And that's the promise that we give to people, that we're going to give you the best bed that will give you the greatest sleep after a very long day.
Definitely. Definitely needed for many South Africans who work hard. Speaking of your retail model, you mentioned selling online, and we're learning to do more of that as South Africans. A few years ago, I would never have bought groceries online. Now it's the only thing I do. A bed, I have yet to. But that's the point, right? The bed we want to touch, feel, lie on, roll over. The truth is you don't even get to experience it fully when you're in a retail store. But what model are you using? E-commerce is certainly at play, but how are you, I guess, making sure that the customer still has a full experience of your product?
Yeah. So buying, as you say, buying a bed online, it's not something people are used to.
Mm-hmm.
But people are very modern.
Yeah.
We were surprised. We were really surprised to see how many people trust us and how many people go through the whole process. And obviously, when we started, we had to say, you'll pay when we deliver.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pay beforehand. But we've created a system where our consultation, which we usually use as WhatsApp, is so robust that we explain every type of bed that we manufacture, which we manufacture 7 of them. We explain the advantages, disadvantages, or really not disadvantage, but use cases of the beds. So that's what we use. We use our WhatsApp platform. You don't talk to a robot, you talk to a human being who understands.
Oh, wow.
You can call us, we can explain. If we speak the same language, we can explain in your native language. So really you understand. You would find that most of our elderly people would really need to listen to a person, and then they get surety that, okay, this is exactly what we want. We do have a trial period. So, for example, you say, I want a soft bed, and we recommend our pocket spring, and you say, okay, it was too soft. I want slightly medium then. We can then exchange for you that. But I'm proud to say, since we started, we haven't had any return. That was, if we say, okay, this is the bed that you say you want, based on your description, we haven't had any return there. So that, being an online bed company, has had its challenges, but we're proud that we've managed to be as agile as a small business as possible to make it great. We are looking into having a showroom, but we also just don't want it to be just a shop. We want to, when we break away from the communal factory, we have our own factory where we can do our scientific tests, when we can be more modern, be more innovative. So that's our next step. There we will have a showroom where guys can come through and really test through the beds. So we are in the background still working on it.
Definitely. What about us? As I'm glad you mentioned the change in terms of consumer trends, where we open to actually purchasing online, and from a price point of view, you've actually priced your products really favorably when it comes to the bed sets or even the mattresses. I mean, the highest cost I saw was just over 7,000 Rand, which actually speaks to a beautiful sweet spot around affordability. But given that this is a once-off item that people will purchase and use for what, 5, 7, 10 years? I'm assuming if you're using it for longer than 10 years, it's a bit too long. I don't know. What's the expiry date on the bed?
Our warranty is 20 years. So we are looking forward to using it for that long. So that's you can use it as long as possible. But what we've learned also is, as much as you would buy the bed and use it for 20 years, you have kids, you have family, you've got friends, then the word of mouth goes out there to say, okay, I bought a bed from Modern Sleep and it's been treating me well. So really, we don't want to sell something that you'll come back tomorrow. We want to sell you something that will really last. Because as much as we are in it for the profits as a business, but the great thing is hearing the stories of people who say, I bought the bed 5 years ago and it's still keeping me going and I still love it.
Definitely. As an entrepreneur in South Africa, we know it's not easy. What's the one thing you hope the new cabinet or big business funders, financiers, or us as customers can actually support you with?
I'll start with customers, because those are the ones that bring money.
Yes.
Especially with us, we are now really ready for bulk. So in terms of hotels, student accommodations, the factory can produce at a rate of around 100 mattresses a day in terms of student accommodation, which means like a single bed, a mattress or so. So we do have the capacity. So we would need, our support is getting customers who come and buy from us. Within the new cabinet, really, I think the role of the government is to create an environment for entrepreneurs to flourish. We don't want handouts. We want an environment that allows us to work and make it great.
Definitely. For those who are wondering where they can find you, share a website, a number, a professional WhatsApp line.
Yes. So you can call us, WhatsApp us on 079-194-2257. You can email us at order@modernsleep.co.za, and on all social platforms, it's Modern Sleep. We do deliver in Gauteng. We do deliver in Rustenburg and Polokwane, and vendor through the Polokwane route. We use our courier partners, MR Logistics.
Fantastic. We wish you all the best. You've done incredibly well, and we're looking forward to seeing how your business does grow. May Modern Sleep continue to evolve and grow from strength to strength.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you. That's our entrepreneur for Ekasinomics this evening, joining us to tell us more about their manufacturing business. Modernsleep.co.za is the website you can go and visit. As mentioned, they provide a plethora of bedding solutions, mainly within a full set bed, mattress, as well as bedding solutions such as a mattress protector. Very important that we highlight this because, again, speaking to a need that every South African who has a home will have to prioritize, and, of course, the development and growth of South African business. Pritchard Sibanda was my guest this evening, founder of Modern Sleep.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.